आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनोभुनक्तु सह वीर्यं कर्वावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्। सो शिष्य हैज गॉट ए डाउट आफ्टर द डिस्कशन ऑफ द ज्ञानमय कोष एंड द जीव ईगो। ही सेज आई हैव गॉट ए डाउट। व्हाट इज हिज डाउट? दैट द सुप्रीम सेल्फ हैज कम टू कंसीडर इटसेल्फ एज जीव। सुप्रीम सेल्फ has become jiva. It is a misunderstanding. Through delusion or otherwise, it can be a delusion. Delusion is wrong understanding. It can be a wrong understanding or some other reason may be there. It is a superimposition which is beginningless. He is stressing on the point, it is anadi, it is beginningless. This jivatva is beginningless. That which is beginningless cannot say to have an end. He has drawn a conclusion. Anything which is anadi is ananta. There is no end. That is his understanding, the student's understanding. He has heard anadi and ananta, which is applicable only in one case. That is about Atman or Brahman. It is anadi and ananta. So the jeevhood of the self must also be without an end. Jeevhood of the self. We have seen the definition of jeev, you have remember, no? Jeeva, Sakshi and all that is all are actually chetan, but the different conditioning, the name are different. अंतःकरण उपहित चेतन इज साक्षी, अंतःकरण विशिष्ट चेतन इज जीव। So all are Chetan. But when it is identified with the Antahkaran, then it becomes Jiva. Same Chetan, when he has only a conditioning but not identified, it is Sakshi. Sakshi also has got a conditioning. Antahkaran is the conditioning, but the Sakshi is not attached, not identified. But the Jiva is same conditioning, same Chetan. Because he is identified, therefore he is called Jiva. They say, so the Jivahood of the self must also be without an end. Jivatva will never end. Ever subject to transmigration, it will continuously, the Jiva will continue, the Janma Mrityu, the birth death cycle will continue. Khatam hi nahi hoga. Please tell me, O revered teacher, how then there can be liberation for the self? There cannot be any mukti. This is his question. Please explain. Guru says, you are Vidwan, you are Vidwan. I am very happy with you. You are a good student. Why? You reflected. And then a doubt came and you have asked me. Samman Prishnam Tva Vidwan, Savadhanene Tasrun, you listen what I am going to tell you. Pramaniki na bhavati. Pramaniki, it is not a fact. What is not a fact? Bhranta Mohit Kalpana, it is your imagination. Kalpana. How this kalpana has come? How this imagination has come? Because of bhranti. What is bhranti? It is your wrong understanding. So whatever you say in your wrong understanding, that cannot be taken as a fact. It is not pramaniki. Okay. Then he says, bhranti bina na ghatet artha sambandha. Guru says, bhranti bina. Bhranti bina means without delusion, there cannot be any identification. Identification happens only because of bhranti. Why identification can't happen? Because the nature of Atma and the nature of Anatma altogether are different. There can never be an identification. Therefore, he says, bhranti bina na ghatet artha sambandha. Because the delusion is there, therefore the identification has happened. And he tells, how is the Atman? To asanga. Atma is asanga. Niskriya. Actionless. Nirakrita is formless. So there cannot be any identification. Nabaso nilata jivat. Nabaso nilata mita. Nab space. How is the space? Space is formless. It's infinite. It is real. Real in the sense, not Atman real. It is there. And blueness. Blueness is not there. Space can never be tainted or wet by rain or made dirty by the dust storm. So space can never be tainted. How you can say the blueness which is not real has made sky blue? No. There is no connection. One is existing, another is not at all existing. Blueness is not at all existing. The space is existing. And in the case of real and unreal, in the case of Atman, it is real. It is eternal. And Anatma is changing, perishing. How there can be a connection? There can never be a connection. He says, swasya drashtu nirganasya akriyasya pratyak bodh ananda rupa. It is pratyak, it is inside you. You can subjectively experience it. It is ananda swarup. How is it? Nirguna akriya. It is without any guna, without sattva rajas tamas. Suddha chaitanya is inside. How it is? Akriya, actionless. But the body is acting. In its presence, body is acting. Unless that tattva gives sentience, body cannot act. So where is this bhranti? Buddhe. Buddhe bhrantya prapta jiva bhavo na satya. So simple. It is in buddhi. Where is this misunderstanding? It is in buddhi. Our buddhi is clouded. Bhrantya prapta jeev bhava, because of delusion you got this jeev bhava. Really, it is chetan. You are identified with antakaran, now you are saying you are jeeva. It's only because of identification. Sakshi is also having a conditioning, but it has got no identification, so it is different from jeeva. Is it not so? Both chetan, one chetan has got a conditioning antahkaran, another chetan has got a conditioning antahkaran, but this chetan is identified. Like your cloth. Cloth, basically it was white, now identified with the red, has become red, it has become one now. You can't see the white cloth now. Similarly, this antahkaran has identified with this chetan. Antahkaran has identified with the chetan, and now that chetan appears to be jiva. This is wrong understanding. Moha pai, when this wrong understanding is removed, moha pai, when it goes away, what will happen? Na asti avastu sabhavat, then avastu. One is vastu, another is avastu. Vastu means what? Which remains in three period of time is called vastu. Basatiti vastu. So atma is vastu. Other than atma, everything avastu. Avastu means it's not permanent. So whose nature is impermanency? Avastu. Avastu is impermanent. That nature is like that. Moha paye, when the delusion is removed, what will happen? Gone. Bhranti gone. Yavat bhranti tavat asya satta. Yavat bhranti. So long you have got this delusion, it will look like real. Satta is there. It exists. Mithya gyan ujribhasya pramadat. How this mithya gyan has come? Pramadat. It's carelessness. You have not studied well. You have not thought over well. If you inquire clearly, then you will come to know that this is, my understanding is wrong. Example, Rajva Sarpo Bhranti Kali Neva. On the Rajva, on the rope, what is the snake? It's a Bhranti, it's a misunderstanding, it's a delusion. Really speaking, there is no snake there. It is only a rope there, but because of not sufficient light, or because of my misunderstanding, I am not seeing rope, I am seeing snake. So long I see snake, I am afraid of it. That snake is giving me sorrow. I run away from there. Bhranti nase naiva sarpo api tadvata. Bhranti nase. When you get the knowledge, you bring the torch, you see, oh, it is not snake, it is rope. Then what happens? The frightening, which you are afraid of, is gone. There is no fear now. Now you see it is rope only. It is not a snake. So we have seen three things in our last class: avidya, upadhi, and association. Avidya, upadhi, and tadatma, identification. The cause of upadhi, we have seen, is avidya. So if upadhi is there and there is no ignorance, will there be any bandhan? Upadhi is there and you have got the knowledge of Atman. Will there be any bondage? No. Upadhi is there, but there is no association. Even if you are a jnani, there is no bandhan, no bandhan. It is only when you are identified, then the bondage comes. Otherwise, no. So the presence or absence of upadhi will not bind us. Unless we are associated with the upadhi. What is upadhi? Conditioning. What is conditioning? Gross body, subtle body, causal body. So when I say upadhi, upadhi means the conditioning body. Upadhi is there and there is no ignorance. Will there be any bandhan? Will there be any bondage? No. You know the nature of Atman, you know the nature of Upadhi, there is no bandhan. Upadhi is there, and I am not associated with it. Will there be bandhan? Chetan is there, conditioned by Upadhi, we call him Sakshi. Is it bound? It's not tainted. It's not bound. Chetan is not bound. What is my true nature? My true nature is we are Brahma. We are Satchidananda. That is our true nature. So if the Upadhi is there and I know I am Satchidananda, doesn't matter. All the Jnani people, they know who they are. And Upadhi is also there. They are interacting in the world. No problem. Brante naiva sarpo iti tadvat. So we have seen that the Upadhi is unreal. Unreal means mithya. Mithya means what? If Upadhi is mithya, then association with Upadhi also will be, it will be also limited in time. And the cause of these two is ajnan, ignorance. Now let us find out whether the ignorance is also anadi or not. What is the cause of ignorance? What is the cause of ignorance? Can ignorance come from ignorance itself? If you say ignorance number one has come from ignorance number two, then I will ask you where from this ignorance number two has come. Then you go on 3, 4, 5, 6, and you can never reach anadi, beginningless. So ignorance cannot come from. Can ignorance come from void, sunya? Nothing can come out from sunya. Only magician can show you. Rasagulla, it is sunya. No, no, it's magic. Nothing can come out of sunya. Can it come out from knowledge? No. It cannot come from knowledge also. Ignorance cannot come from ignorance. Ignorance cannot come from sunya. Ignorance cannot come from knowledge. Therefore, the ignorance is anadi, beginningless. We can't say our ignorance started on this day. I don't know Sanskrit. Can you tell from which date you don't know Sanskrit? You can't. The moment you put a date, I will say you were Jnani of Sanskrit before that date. So ignorance is anadi, upadhi is anadi, and association is also anadi. But Shishya has asked this question or raised this doubt that since it is beginningless, it is anadi, therefore it is ananta. Therefore the jeev bhava will continue. This is his understanding. Now come to the next. Verse number 198 and 199.
Anadi tvam avidyayah karyasyapi tathishyate utpannayam tu vidyayam उत्पन्नयां तु विद्यायां अविद्यकम्मनाद्यपि अविद्यकम्मनाद्यपि प्रबोधे स्वप्नवत् सर्वम्
प्रबोधे स्वप्नवत् सर्वम्
सह मूलं विनश्यति
सह मूलं विनश्यति
अनाद्यपीदं नो नित्यम्
अनाद्यपीदं नो नित्यम्
प्रागभावैव स्फुटम्
प्रागभावैव स्फुटम्
अनादि त्वं अविद्यायाः कार्यस्यापि तदेष्यते उत्पन्नयां तु विद्यायाम् अविद्यकम्मनाद्यपि प्रबोधे स्वप्नवत् सर्वं सह मूलं विनश्यति अनाद्यपीदं नो नित्यम्
सो अनादित्वं अविद्याया कार्यस्य अपि तथा इष्यते अनादित्वं बिगिनिंगलेसनेस अविद्याया ऑफ इग्नोरेंस कार्यस्य ऑफ इट्स इफेक्ट्स अपि आल्सो तथा सिमिलरली इष्यते कंसीडर So to avidya and effects are said to be beginningless, we accept. Avidya is beginningless. That we have just now seen. We have proved that the avidya is also anadi. There is no doubt. So upadhi is also anadi. It's coming. Jibhav is also coming anadi. Okay. So ignorance is the cause of upadhi. Ignorance is cause of upadhi. Why ignorance is the cause of upadhi? If you come to know that Atma Tattva in this life, you will not get next upadhi. No more conditioning. It is because of avidya, it is because of vasana in our BMI chart. It is the cause for our upadhi. So avidya is cause of upadhi. But we celebrate birthday of our upadhi every year. But we got many, many upadhis before this upadhi also. This upadhi parampara is going on continuously. It is parampara. One after another upadhi is coming. Why it is coming? Anarthkari parampara. Avidya kam karma, and you are giving the blueprint to the Lord, so much vasanas are still left. Give me upadhi. So this parampara is continuously going on. How this upadhi is made up? It's made up of five great elements. When these five great elements are, nahi pata hai. When actually did five great elements came into action? We don't know. That also is anadi. So anything which is made of five great elements is also anadi. So upadhi is also anadi. So both ignorance and its effects are anadi. Ignorance is anadi, upadhi is anadi. उत्पन्नायाम तु विद्यायाम आविद्यकम अनादि अपि उत्पन्नायाम व्हेन राइजेस व्हाट तू बट विद्यायाम व्हेन द नॉलेज राइजेस अविद्यकम द इफेक्ट ऑफ अविद्या अनादि अपि इवन दो इट इज बिगिनिंगलेस इट विल एंड सो अविद्या Upadhi, both are anadi. But when vidya comes, when the knowledge comes, what will happen? This will end. So we are not contesting or disputing anadityam of avidya and upadhi. We accept that part of the question Jivatva is anadi, we accept. But we don't accept the other part which the Shishya says it is ananta. Okay. Please give me an example. Can you give me an example? Sankarji, yes. I will give an example. Anadi api idam to nityam prak abhava iva sputam. Anadi, beginningless. Api, even though your ignorance and your upadi is anadi, idam no nityam, this is not eternal. Nityam. Nityam is eternal. Eternal means which stays in three period of times. No nityam. No here means na plus u is equal to no. It means no. English no. No nityam. Prakabhava. Prakabhava, prior non-existence. Iva, like. Sputam is evident. Prakabhava. If you remember, we discussed this abhav. Abhav means absence. Our Rishi Muni have researched the abhav also, and the abhav absence is also four types. One is prakabhav, other is pradhvansa abhav, third is anyonya abhav, and fourth is atyantik abhav. Have you heard these words earlier? You see, prakabhav has come here. Prior non-existence. Prakabhav is prior non-existence. Okay, please explain. Prior non-existence is anadi, he says. Prior non-existence is anadi. Suppose there is a potter, there is a clay prepared for making pot, and he has not started making pot. So, there is an absence of pot in that clay. Clay is there, but the pot is not there, form is not there. So, there is an absence of pot, and it is in the unmanifest form in the clay. Unmanifest form. But when potter makes a pot, then what happened? The prior non-existence of the pot ends there. Is it not so? When the pot is made, from that date onward, it exists. But before that date, it was in unmanifest form in the clay. And how long it is unmanifest? Anadi. From anadi kal, from beginningless time, the pot was not existing. Is it clear? Prakabha. Prior non-existence. Take a pot. Pot is not made. It has not come into existence. Clay is there. So there is an absence of pot till the birth of the pot. Till it is created by the potter, the pot was not there. So we say there was prior non-existence of the pot. Can you put a date? How long it is not existing? Beginningless time, anadi. The moment pot is created by the potter, prior non-existence ends there. Prak abhav. It ends. So anadi prak abhav, prior non-existence, it ends. Now pot is, say, you break it. You break it. What will happen? Now again form is gone. For how long it is gone? Until the next. Endless. You can't make that pot again. It will be a different pot. It is not same pot. Prakabha, before the pot came into existence, its absence started from beginningless time. You can't say the pot was there, absence started from this day. We have already seen ignorance is anadi, upadhi is anadi. What is pot? It is a upadhi, it is a form. When it came into existence, before that it was absent. How long it was absent? Anadikal. Now I break the pot. Now again the absence of pot will be how long? Anantakal. Okay. Remember this much. Think over this. You can't create the same pot. If you create something, that will be different from the first one. So when pot is made, even though it is anadi, beginningless, it ends. The moment it is created, pot, the absence of pot is ending. In real life, ignorance is anadi. Abhar avidya is anadi. How will you prove that we all are ignorant? No, dukina.
We are born.
Because we are born. In the last birth, you were ignorant. That is why you are born. In the last birth, had it been you been jnani, then no birth. If you have taken birth, that means we all were a jnani at the time of birth. But we may become jnani. So ignorance will also end. How it will end? Ignorance? Knowledge. Sravan, manan, nididhyasan. You have to say like this now. Ignorance of self will end by Sravan, Manan, Nididhyasan. Sravan, Manan and Nididhyasan. So avidya will be destroyed. Avidya means not knowing my own true nature. Now after Sravan, Manan and Nididhyasan, I know my true nature now. So avidya, ignorance is gone. Although it was beginningless, anadi, it ended on the date I came to know it through Sravan, Manan, Nididhyasan. Uttam Adhikari, Sravan Matrena, Jnanam Bhavati. Khatam. Sravan Matrena, Jnanam Bhavati. Or, if you want to make your, if you've got a doubt, we are all intelligent people, we always doubt. Pata nahi, tiyok hoga ki nahi hoga. Then okay, then you reflect on it. Whatever is said in scripture is true. Because many people have traveled this path and reached the goal. And all of them have certified that this is true. Nahi, mere ko phir bhi doubt hai. Your knowledge is correct. I have done Sravan, I have reflected also on it. It is whatever he said, the science is correct, Atman is there, and its characteristic, whatever he said, is perfectly okay. But I want to experience. Okay, do it. Electricity yoga. Once you, ek bar kar lo, one is sufficient. Sit down after Sravan Manan for meditation. Nididhyasan is the third stage of knowledge. First Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. Nididhyasan na baitho, then you come to know. You will experience. Negate all the anatmavastu. Atmavastu will remain. Why it will remain? Because you cannot negate Atman. You can negate the whole world. You can destroy the whole world, you can destroy your own body, but you cannot destroy Atman. So when you negate all anatma vastu, what will remain? Atma will remain. Same way, jibhav is anadi. But this prak abhav will end with the knowledge. What was the prak abhav? I didn't have the knowledge of self. That was prak abhav. Is it not so? Ajnani and jnani. Ajnani means he doesn't have got the knowledge. Jnani means he has got the knowledge. If I am ajnani now, that means there is a prak abhav. But this prak abhav will end with the knowledge. So avidya is unreal, upadhi is unreal, and all are anadi, but can end by knowledge. By sravan manan nidhyasin, we can. How? Can you give an example? Yes. Prabodhe sapnavat sarvam sahamulam vinasyati. Prabodhe. Prabodhe means on waking up. Swapnavat, like a dream. Sarvam, entire. It's not 80%, 90%, 99.9%. Sarvam, 100%. Sahamulam, sahamulam, along with its roots. Vinasyati, destroyed. So when do you see your dream? When you are sleeping. When you wake up, what happens? Dream is gone. And sleep? That also is gone. What is the cause of dream? Sleep. Sahamulam. When you wake up, dream is gone. And the cause of the dream, sleep is also gone. Similarly, when you wake up to the higher, to that Atma Tattva, then what will happen? Avidya will be gone, and the karya of avidya, effect of avidya will also dhone khatam, saar, clean. Okay, very good. Next.
Pragabhavasya vikshitaha.
Pragabhavasya vikshitaha.
Yad buddhyupadhi sambandhat.
Yad buddhyupadhi sambandhat.
Parikalpitamatmani.
Parikalpitamatmani.
Jivatvam natatonyattu.
Jivatvam natatonyattu.
Swarupena vilakshanah.
Swarupena vilakshanah.
Sambandhastvatmano buddhya.
Sambandhastvatmano buddhya.
Mithya jnana purasarah.
Mithya jnana purasarah.
Together. Anadirapi vidvamsah pragabhavasya vikshitah yad buddhyupadhi sambandhat parikalpitamatmani jivatvam natatonyattu swarupena vilakshanah sambandhasvatmano buddhya
Anade api vidvansa prag bhavasya vichitaha. Anade, beginningless, api, although, vidvansa, an end, prag bhavasya, prior non-existence, vichitaha, it is found. We have seen in our earlier example, in the pot, before the pot was formed, there was absence of pot. How long that absence was there? Anadi. Anadi. Even though anadi, we found that when the pot is created, then it ends. Prakabhav, the prior non-existence of pot, ends at that time. Prakapi vidvansa prakabhavasya vichyatah. Or when I came to America, I didn't have a place to stay. Later on, I got a place. So the prakabhav, when I came, no residence. After a few days, I got residence. So the prakabhav of residence ended. Similarly, we have seen pradhvansa abhav also, if you break it. Acha, what is anyonya abhav? Anyo anya abhav. Oh, that is adhyas. We are talking about abhav, absence. Table is not in chair, chair is not in table. The presence of chair is not there in table. Table is not present in that. Anyo anya abhav. Abhav means absence. Atyantik absence. Atyantik absence means total, it's not there at all. Atyantik abhav. If I go and tell you, go and find out whether the book Brahma Sutra is there in the book library or not, you will go there, you will come down. Atyantik abhav, it's not there. So prakabhav is anadika. When the pot is formed, after that, when you break it, pradhvans abhav will be anant, endless time. Similarly, ajnan is anadi, but it has an. Similarly, jnan has got a beginning and it is It is anant. Ignorance is beginningless, but it ends. Similarly, when jnana dawns, what will happen? Endless time it will remain. After learning something, you cannot forget it. It remains. Once you become jnani, you become jnani for anantaka, infinite, permanent jnani. Not temporary jnani, it's a permanent jnani. Yat buddhi upadhi sambhat parikalpitam atmani, yat, which, buddhi upadhi sambandhat, due to its contact with conditioning of upadhi, parikalpitam is imagined, Atmani in Atman. So too the Jeev Bhav imagined in Atman, though it apparent conditioning in the superimposed looks like anadi, but it will end. It looks like real. Jeev Bhav looks like real. But it ends also. It can be ended. How is that? Mithya gan purasara, due to the false knowledge. How this jivabhava has come is on false knowledge. It's my wrong understanding. Jivatva natata anyattu swarupe ne bilachana. What is this jivatva? It's not other than your own swarup. We have already seen chetan plus antakaran upahit is sakshi. What is sakshi? It is chit pratibimba. What is chit pratibimba? It is the pure consciousness. Pure consciousness, when reflects in our mind, we say it is chit pratibimba, chit chaya, chidabhas. When the same chit chaya is conditioned with the antakaran, we say it will become sachi, same chetan. Same chetan, when conditioned with the antakaran and is identified with the antakaran, we call it jiva. So it is the chetan, all three it is chetan. This is only the conditioning. In different circumstances, situation, we give different name. But self is different indeed from jeev. Jeev is different from atma tattva. Different means with conditioning we are different. With conditioning each of us are different from each other. With conditioning Lord is different from me. Without conditioning we are one and same, whether it is inert or a sentient being. If you remove the conditioning of chair, if you remove the upadhi of chair or table, and if you remove own upadhi, it is one and same. Where did you learn this? Drik drishya vivek. Asti bhati priya naam roop. Do you remember? In each and every object of the world, whether it is inert or sentient being, these five things are always there. Asti bhati priya naam roop. So chair also has got a roop, and we have given a name for transaction purpose, naam roop. So this also has got asti bhati priya. And in living being also, that chetan tattva is there, asti bhati priya is there, and naam roop is there. So falsify naam roop, what will remain? Falsify naam roop of chair, what will remain? Asti bhati priya. Is the asti bhati priya of chair is different from your asti bhati priya? No, it is one and same. Now question arises. Sambandha tu atmana buddhaya. Relation indeed of the self with intellect. Why this sambandha has come? Because of the reflection is happening in the buddhi only, na? The chetan is reflecting in the buddhi. If you don't identify, then it is chidabhas or chit pratibimba. So jivatva is born out of the sambandha, association of atma and buddhi. When identified, then jivatva comes. Okay, why association has happened? Mithya gan purasara. It is false knowledge. It is false knowledge. In Brahma Sutra it says, aham idam mam idam naisargiko yam loka vivahar mithya jnan nimitta. He said, this we are who are you? You tell your name. You are transacting with another person. One jeev is transacting with another person. He says, mithya. All vivahar is mithya. But the for a jnani, the vivahar is satya. Why vivahar is all asatya for jnani? Jivatva is mithya. So all vyavahar is also mithya. Naisargikam, it is natural to say this is my car, my house. It is natural. But when jnani transacts with the world, he knows who is he. He knows I am Brahman, I am Satchidananda. For vyavahar he will keep everything. Even the ego will be there. But he has falsified his ego. But a jnani gives full value to ego. He thinks this vyavahar is so. Vyavahar in the world is dependent on the jiva. The cause of vyavahar in the world is jiva. As the jiva, so the vyavahar. There was one doctor, whenever a patient used to come, complain something, this disturbance. So he will ask one question to each and every patient. What did you eat? Menu. After listening to the menu, he will tell his fees. He will decide what did you eat, what was the value of that, this much you can afford, So therefore my peace will be this much. As the cause, so the effect. The cause is what you ate. So now the effect, you have to pay fees. So it's not standard. Okay. So the association of Atma and Buddhi is not possible. Association of Atma and Buddhi is not possible because one is real, another is unreal. One is Atma, another is Anatma. So there cannot be an association, really there cannot be an association between Atma and Anatma. It's only superimposed. Anything which is superimposed is false. We have superimposed that I am Jiva. We are Satchidananda, we have superimposed because of wrong knowledge that I am Jiva. So anything which is superimposed is always false. Okay. But I feel I am Jiva. I am seeing snake also. And I see the blueness of the sky also. Ab batao kya kare? Whatever you have said, I am understanding praga vab, pradhansa vab, you have taken all technical words. It has all gone above my head. But still, after explaining all this thing, I still think I am a jiva. I still see blueness in the sky. I still see snake, not rope. Tell me, kya kare hum? Says, okay, you want to kill jiva? Yes, we are very much interested in killing the jiva. Okay.
Brahmatmaikatva vijnanam samyagyanam shruter matam
tad
Vinivritti bhavetasya samyagyanena na anyatha. Vinivritti, vinivritti means cease to function. Jibha will end. It will cease to function. Bhavetasya samyak jnanena. It will happen only by right knowledge. Na anyatha. By no other means. Vinivritta. It can end. Jibha can end. How it will end? Only by right knowledge. Samyak jnana. Right knowledge. By right knowledge, you can remove jibhava. Acha, what is samyak jnana? We are seeing just the word meaning today. We'll see in detail in our next class. Brahma Atma Ekatvam Vijnanam. Brahma Atma, yourself, your Chetan, and Brahman Ekatva, oneness of these two. You have to get this knowledge. Vijnanam is not jnana. Vijnanam, you must experience it. Vijnanam, samyak jnanam shrute matam. This is right knowledge, samyak jnana. And Shankaracharya is not claiming that it is, I am saying. Shrute matam, it is written in the Shruti. It is written in the Veda. So jibhav can be ended, number one. How it can be ended? By right knowledge. Is there any other method? No. So jap, tap, dhyan, tirth, brahman. Knowledge will not happen with that. Their effect, their result is something different. Ignorance will end only with jnana, a right knowledge. What type of jnana? Vijnanam. After getting knowledge in Sravan, make a doubt free in Manan, and in Nididhyasan, experience it. That is Vijnanam. Jnana becomes Vijnan when you experience it yourself. Then it becomes wisdom. So we will see it in our next class. Next class, next week is not there. We are going to Badri. So next Sunday there will not be Vivek Chudamani class. After that we will see. Yeah. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.